Airbnb.
Yetis, how much can you charge for your place? Important question, but hard to answer.
Airbnb helps host with that. They show you how much similar places in your area are going for so you can compare and contrast.
Jack, this two-bedroom walk-up, it's going for $300 a night on weekends, but my two-bedroom walk-up is nicer, it's got a pretty view, and maybe I'll put it up for $400 a night.
Nailing the price is key to being a satisfied host on Airbnb, and Airbnb helps you do it. Your home might be worth more than you think.
Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rocket Money.
All right, Yetis, picture one place you can link all your money accounts to have one single picture of all your finances.
That's Rocket Money.
Yeah, it is.
But we love this app because it actually does a lot of different things for us.
Rocket Money, it's like our money manager. It shares money alerts like that refund that we've been waiting for.
And Rocket Money also helps us save money by helping us cancel subscriptions that we don't need anymore.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
That's rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Friday, August 21st.
Let's get the bad news out of the way first. U.S. jobless claims. The number of people who filed for unemployment last week popped above 1 million for the first time in 2 weeks.
Not the best one yet. Kind of a setback for the recovery. But how are we doing on this podcast, Jack?
Fortunately, things on this pod are looking pretty sharp.
TBOY, the best one yet, Jack. First story, you got the honors.
ThredUp wants your used high school North Face fleece as long as there's no holes or rips in it.
Yeah, key asterisk there. Now it wants to IPO because online consignment is doing the opposite of what you thought it would do right now.
For our second story, Verizon knows that you hate bundles.
Yep.
Because those cable bundles are kind of infuriating. This is Jack. I can't stand my Xfinity account.
Jack, great news for you. They've got a solution for cord cutters over at Verizon. You know what it is?
What's that?
It's more bundles.
Come on.
Third and final story, Jack.
The U.S. dollar has always been the global economy's dominant currency.
But the hero we deserve is not the silent guardian everyone wants right now.
Oh my God, was that the Dark Knight?
Christian Bale would be a snacker.
Before we jump into all that good stuff, three things defined Jack's and my early professional lifestyle.
Chopped salads back in 2011 were
a huge
deal. Yeah. The people over at Chopped, they literally pulverized this thing so you couldn't even see the walnuts anymore.
You got too close. You could lose a finger, Jack.
I was also rocking my traditional fit chinos, which were like pleats on pleats.
Slim fit wasn't a thing yet. This is pre-Lululemon era.
And finally, a culture-defining device was your BlackBerry.
Yes, it was.
And they were just starting to have their decline into irrelevance.
You only saw them on Wall Street, which is where we were. But then in 2016, BlackBerry's phone was officially poof, dead, no more.
Until now, BlackBerry is officially coming back early next year.
You can almost hear the clickety-clacking all the way from here. They just announced on Throwback Thursday, this throwback is coming back.
Yeah, BlackBerry is a Canada-based company. They're not going to actually be making these BlackBerry phones, but they're going to license out the logo so that you think it's like a good phone.
No, they were very polite about it. In fact, that QWERTY keyboard, Jack, is that coming back?
I think so.
You would whip that out on a first date.
If you're obnoxious, you'd whip it out on the first date to prove that you work in finance to the person you're on your first date with.
One second, I just got to send a BBM over here.
Oh, wow. You're sending BBMs. Now, I guess the one thing this phone has going for it is vaguely a sense of security because BlackBerry is famous for its software security.
The other big difference, it runs on Android.
Droid. Let's hit our three stories.
Feels very gimmicky.
You're tuned into Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we got to get some legal out the way. The snacks about the hair ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities.
Nope.
It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security.
Right.
Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story, according to people familiar with the matter, the old PSWTM, ThredUp plans to IPO in early 2021.
It's the online thrift store with one giant advantage against other clothing companies.
This is key.
It gets its clothes for free.
That's right. Now, Snackers, we have a fantastic idea before we get into the story for the ThredUp executive team.
For your IPO, don't wear suits and pantsuits and Brooks Brothers and traditional fit.
What are you doing?
Like every other executive at their IPO day.
Why would you do that? Instead, wear all the secondhand clothes you just bought off ThredUp.
Wear the cargo shorts you found on ThredUp for $12.
The New York Stock Exchange isn't going to like this going down.
No, in fact, they don't even let you wear jeans, so I'm pretty sure they don't let you wear jorts.
But back to ThredUp, a company that is just like it's a straight up consignment shop, but it's all online.
This is like that local thrift shop, but digitized for the whole world to access.
Now, finally, you've got to admit to yourself that you're a hoarder, and that's when you start engaging with ThredUp.
Once you realize that the fire department is coming to check out your closet because it is over capacity,
it's the worst.
Then you dial up ThredUp and they'll send you a clean out kit,
aka a huge bag with a prepaid UPS label that you stuff your clothes in and you send it all to ThredUp.
Then ThredUp will receive your clothing, inspect those crop tops, toss out the ones with yellow pit stains.
They take pictures of every item that passed the quality test, and then they post everything for sale online.
Okay, so finally, your stuff is online, the stuff that passed the test, and if it sells, they're going to send you back a tiny cut of the deal.
But you're not going to like side hustle this thing and make an income on it. You're only getting like, you know, $40.
This is Jack. My wife has sent in 3 bags to ThredUp and only made $40. So you're not making bank on this.
But what you do get is you get to contribute to sustainability by letting those nice jeggings from 2008 get reused.
You haven't worn them since 2008. Some German tourist would love to wear them right now.
That's how you get into the discoteca.
Okay, so we just talked about the whole selling process, but who is buying stuff on ThredUp.com?
Here's the thing about the ThredUp customer. It's not just someone who goes into thrift shops. It's actually the TJ Maxx treasure hunter.
Just like TJ Maxx Anistas, people shopping on ThredUp.com are looking for a one-of-a-kind bargain.
Yeah.
And everything on ThredUp.com is one-of-a-kind.
Jack and I, we're on ThredUp right now. You're not seeing like the Jimmy Choo pumps, you're seeing Bohemian Basics.
You're seeing a secondhand pair of Madewell overalls, size medium, 40% off what jcrew.com offers.
But the reason Jack and I find ThredUp so fascinating is why they think they can survive the clothing business while everyone else is going bankrupt right now.
This is going to be an MBA case study because ThredUp pays $0 for its inventory of clothes.
That's right. We're looking at this no cogs, zero cost of goods sold.
It gets its clothing for free because you're trying to clean out your closet.
But it is a labor-intensive business. They got to sort through all the Madewell Free People stuff and see what's got, you know, the pit stains and got to take pictures.
But if ThredUp gets to the sale, it keeps up to 95% of that sale, which is incredible.
That is wild. ThredUp's keeping up to 95% from selling your jeggings.
Airbnb is another platform, but they're only keeping 10% of Airbnb bookings.
And Uber, like the platform of all platforms, is only keeping 25% of each ride. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at ThredUp?
Secondhand clothes are having a counterintuitive Corona economy moment.
Snackers, we're in the middle of a pandemic. First thing you're thinking is germs and not touching anything else from another human being.
You'd think that means ThredUp is struggling, but it's actually soaring.
Threaders are spending 37% more time on the site than they were before the pandemic.
So they're getting more demand. And supply is also way up because you're stuck at home Marie Kondo-ifying your closet.
Yeah. We've seen mindfulness play out in how we eat. Now we're seeing it play out in how we shop.
Secondhand clothing is growing 25 times faster in this market than brand new clothing is selling.
ThredUp caught that trend early. COVID shockingly accelerated it.
We're calling them Threader Uppers.
For our second story, Verizon's infamous pros before co's business is completely under threat.
So it's created a new bundle for the cord-cutting generation.
Pros before co-snackers, profits before customers.
That is what the cable industry is, profits before customers.
And they've made a lot of moves based on that whole theory that drive the entire cable industry.
Well, how about the misleading prices? After the one-year promotional price ends, the price naturally increases.
Offer not valid in 46 states and Puerto Rico. Must be subject to terms and conditions that apply.
And don't forget the $10 monthly equipment rental.
Yep, then you got the $10 broadcast TV fee. Oh, wait, do you want to cancel? You do it online, it's a $5 fee. You do it on the phone, it's a $10 fee.
Sure, just let us know where you want us to bill you with a $300 cancellation fee.
Jack, can we talk about the customer service going on over there?
Well, I'm paying for 200 megabits download speed. I'm getting 10. How am I going to fix this?
Jack, secret word here, representative.
Representative.
But finally, snackers, thanks to competition from streaming video, Verizon's cable business is finally dying.
The SVP over at Verizon actually admitted it yesterday. He said, our current value chain is broken.
It's pretty literal. It's kind of aggressive. You don't want to be on this guy's team. And the proof is in the numbers, Jack.
50% of Verizon's internet subscribers aren't adding on that cable TV to the bundle.
We're talking about the kind of thing that used to be the standard add-on. The only question was, you doing the double play or the triple play?
But cord cutting has finally convinced people to stop paying for cable, and that trend is accelerating at wild rates.
And Verizon's bonds with customers are now getting flimsy because they're not getting the cable folks.
So it just announced a new reason for you to stick with Verizon. It's pretty impressive, actually.
This is the new say. This is what's so wild. You would get free Disney Plus, free Hulu, and free ESPN Plus if you get Verizon.
If you have like the top Verizon internet package or the top Verizon wireless plan, Disney Plus, Hulu, or ESPN, not just for 1 year, Nick.
No. No asterisks on this thing.
There is no end date to that freebie.
Perpetuity from Papa Santa Verizon. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Verizon?
Cable TV bundles are dead, but perk bundles are thriving.
Snackers, the cable industry loved the phone, cable, internet, triple play bundles because they did one thing, they reduced churn.
On the first Sunday of the month when you pay bills, you might be tempted to kill like that one recurring payment that you don't want anymore.
But you're less likely to cut that one expense if it's bundled with like three other expenses.
So Verizon just bundled its core thing with a bunch of other things to keep you addicted.
And that's the free Disney Plus, the Hulu, the ESPN Plus, the Apple Music. That's all coming with Verizon.
T-Mobile's doing the same thing with Netflix, free Quibi, free The Athletic, and free MLB.TV.
And then because the folks over at AT&T aren't that creative, apparently, they're just giving away free HBO Max.
Now, Verizon is paying for all this free stuff so that they can give it to you, but they think that the splurge is worth it.
That's because you're way less likely to kill the $100 a month Verizon contract when you're waiting for season two of The Mandalorian to hit Disney Plus as soon as possible.
You're not going to ditch Verizon if you can't wait for that Dennis Rodman spinoff from the Chicago Bulls show on ESPN.
Perk bundles are thriving. For our third and final story, the crisis of America's top dog status in the world is affecting the U.S. dollar. We're feeling it on the dollar.
Which is affecting the stock market, which is affecting our budget, which is affecting our vacations.
Which leads to the big question, snackers. All right, here it is. How much is a dollar really worth?
Well, easy. It's worth a dollar.
It's worth a dollar. That is a bad answer to that question. You want to compare your currency by comparing it to another currency.
Right. Now, say you have a Ken Griffey Jr. baseball card. How much is that worth? Well, easy. It's worth 10 Mark McGwire baseball cards.
Same thing with currencies. This is kind of the old apples to apples, oranges to oranges situation.
Now, here's the news we had to bring to the snackers. The U.S. dollar is at its weakest level in 2 years.
And when Jack and I are saying weak, we're talking about weak compared to like the euro,
compared to the Japanese yen,
compared to like even the South African rand,
the Brazilian real,
and then the Vietnamese dong. You add them all up, we're weak.
Really save the best for last then.
Now, the reason the US dollar is so weak right now is actually like a whole bunch of reasons.
Right. First, our national debt was already insanely high.
Yes, it was.
And then we just dropped like $9 trillion on plastic to deal with COVID-19.
Oh, this credit card didn't work. 1 second. I've got another one.
Now, our central bank is literally creating money out of thin air
to distribute it to people and companies in need.
Not good for your currency when you have to pull out the old, I'll get you back. I got you back. I'm good for it.
I'm good for this trillion. I'm good for it.
But the second kind of reason we're seeing the US dollar be so weak right now is the Trump administration has removed the US from a whole bunch of transnational relationships.
And the US soft power we had from those transnational relations is generally reflected in confidence globally in our currency, the US dollar.
And then the third and final reason we've noticed is that since World War II, there's basically been no threat to the US dollar as the dominant global currency.
It's just been the US dollar. But now, as we have been disengaging with the rest of the world, China has been like reaching out to the rest of the world.
Oh, and by the way, across the pond, Europe is more unified than ever. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in the US dollar?
The weak US dollar sounds really bad. It is really bad.
Yep.
But it actually has really good short-term benefits for America.
Snackers, we're going to play a little visual game here. Picture the United States as your local retail shop just down the corner.
Well, right now, it's pretty much got a giant 20% off everything sign for the rest of the world to see.
That's red and yellow and black. But a weak US dollar means that foreigners are more likely to buy US-made goods and US-made stocks, which then benefits the dollar.
Think about it. An investor in Mexico can buy more Netflix stock right now since their peso buys more dollars and they can use those dollars to buy Netflix stock.
And a German tourist can afford to go to Miami, get the oceanfront view, upgrade the hotel room, and then buy more thread-up jeggings.
Now, US presidents actually love a weak dollar because it can boost the short-term economic growth and boost the short-term stock market for the reasons we just mentioned.
But long-term, it means that for the first time since World War II, we could see some like serious consequences to having insanely high debt.
Yeah. If the world falls out of love with the US dollar, we could experience higher interest rates, higher inflation, and the loss of that soft power we've had for so many decades.
The old triple play. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us before the weekend?
ThredUp has found a way to get 95% of the revenues with 0% of the costs.
It's basically crowdsourcing your Marie Kondo-ness and then prepping for its IPO.
Second story, Verizon has replaced the Triple Play bundle with the Perk bundle.
To get you to not break up with it, Verizon is giving you its password to Disney Plus. That's what's basically going on here.
Classic move. Third and final story, the US dollar is at its lowest point in 2 years.
It's good short-term for the economy, but really not good long-term for the economy.
That's correct.
Now, time for our snack fact of the day. This one tweeted in by Srinivasan Sankar in Boston, Massachusetts. Second time snack factor.
Now, we talked once on the pod about IPO stocks being a little underpriced because of the giant, like, jumps that happened on day one.
Yeah, good evidence of this. Apparently, the average IPO in 2020 has had a first day pop of 28.25%.
That sounds really good for those stocks in general.
Yeah, it does.
But it actually means that the investment banks are underpricing those shares.
Which means the company has lost out on a whole bunch of value. Seems cool, not as cool.
And the investment bank's clients make that bank, not you and me.
But before you jump off to the weekend snackers, happy birthday to Olivia from Clarion, Pennsylvania.
And Bree from Baltimore, Maryland.
And Eric Padilla in Santa Maria, California.
And Guillermo Palau down in Honduras.
And Sejal Petal in Lumberton, New Jersey.
Happy 20th, Maxim, down in Austin, Texas.
And 22nd to Nate Preeb in New York City.
Jared, happy 30th in LA.
Stephanie, the big 30 in Jacksonville, Florida.
Connor Smith is starting his first week of investment banking in San Francisco. Don't you underprice those shares, Connor.
Don't you pleat those pants, Connor.
Scotty James is moving to Germany to play pro basketball. Congrats, Scotty.
Happy first anniversary to Jane and Luke from Newton, Mass.
And down the turnpike, probably, Stephen Quinn are 1 year anniversary themselves down in Sudbury, Massachusetts.
This guy wants two pumps. Deborah Hazelnut. Snackers, have a fantastic weekend. You look great this week.
If you've got a buddy who's not snacking, ask him HYHYSD.
Honestly, why are they your buddy? Have you had your snacks daily?
We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend.
Can't wait. If you know, you know.
This is Jack, I own stock of Amazon and put options of Disney.
The Robinhood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC and does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates.
The podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.